Okay, so hi everyone. This is the second part of the TZM Staff International meeting. This meeting is focused on basically the main theme is how to develop the movement, especially in, after recent events, which really made us think how we should progress as a movement as a whole. Very good points were made on the first part. I mean, every user that was present on the first part should be congratulated by their maturity on the issue. We certainly made good progress there. Now it's time for the second part, which we will have one, the opening, which will be based around French proposition, the France propositions, which were recently wrote by Darchaunet and others, if I'm not mistaken. Point two is going to be coordinators and functions. CDN example, which is coordination network development, if I'm not mistaken, and other documents. Point three of the agenda is going to be activist guide. Point four, relink TZM and TVP. Point five, coordinators teaching. And point six, projects and websites, philosophical and direction, philosophy and direction. This meeting is scheduled to end about 10, 22:30, maximum 23 hour PM BST, which is British summer time. We are going to try to make this move as fast as possible because it will be helpful to have an interval where users can rest because, as you noticed, this meeting started at 6 hours. 18 hours British summer time, so there is a lot of hours some users are going to spend in here, and we want to make the things more simple and focused on what's really relevant. So I guess now it's up for Heretic to read over the French proposal. Heretic, go ahead.
Sure, and this is the "Where Are We Going" document by Darchaunet, or is this the French propositions?
French propositions, not right by me. Just before, I have some announce, so you can listen. My English is not very good, and if you have a question, just ask me very slowly. We will have Roxanne who come here, so just curiously for listening us. So please don't ask a question. It's only TZM meetings. Maybe Peter will come just for listening. So please just listen all the people here. Okay. Move on. Opening. So the French proposition. We had a meeting the last Monday, Tuesday. We have three propositions. The first is to select 10 questions by nation. So the goal is that every members who want to ask a question to Venus Project have the possibility to ask a question. So the national coordinator will select 10 questions and who can send to an international coordinator who can select 100 questions to the Venus Project. It's not about basically question, like in FAQ, like we can see on different documents. It's very not very new question, but about anyway, the proposition number two is a little mediation between Peter and Roxanne, because for our French chapter we install a new coordination. It's mediation coordination. It's not because Roxanne or Peter or Jack or anybody else, Jeff, it's just for testing or process work. Because I think mediation it's very, very important. So I know now it's better than some days, but I think it can very good for every chapters to make some mediation. So we can just demonstrate by a conflict we can see now. So, and the third proposition, and to prepare a meeting between international coordinators and the Venus Project for making a big report for showing to Roxanne and Jack that we did every day for TCP. For example, what we do tonight is not only for TCDM, it's that concern TVP. So we can make a report. I think we had some coordinators who was making only for Venus Project. I think it's very important to pass information. Before we can see information, don't go to the Venus Project. So now we can see a new TCDM with more information who turn between the Venus Project, the Zgas movement, and the different part of Zgas movement. So I didn't speak on different part of Zgas movement because it was about on a point or the part 1.4. So if you want to listen that, just listen the records. So if you want to make a different proposition, or if you want something to say about that.
About the proposition, the number one point, I will have to say I don't know if that is extremely necessary right now. I believe that we are past beyond that point. We should have done that before. Right now, because of all these quarrels and the situation we have been through, I strongly suggest that we start making everything open. Not only whatever we're missing and we don't understand. I mean, every single point of whatever we propose from now on, it doesn't matter if it is for the TVP or Earth 2.0 or whatever the heck we choose to do from now on. It has to be completely open from A to C. It doesn't matter if we know or not know everything.
I would like to expand also on Proposition 1, but this is an expansion, not a comment about it. I spoke with this directly with Roxanne, and she loves the idea. Just to let everybody, make everybody aware of this, they have been recording Jacques speaking on lots of different subjects. And of course, these are things that are not a part of his normal beginner level lectures, or you know, the things that we've heard him say over and over and over again. Most of the time, those repeats are the result of Jacques trying to focus on people who are just learning about this, you know, from the beginning. So, yeah, we're going to hear repeats over and over. He's now focusing on, I don't want to call them more advanced ideas, but just additional information, things that he doesn't normally get to talk about. They have about 40 hours worth of video recorded, and some of that has been edited already, and they're going to continue that, of course. They've been doing this for a long time. This is not the result of anything recent. These questions kind of go right along hand in hand with what they've been doing in that sense. The idea, though, is not to just ask the same stupid, you know, what do you think about sex with animals kinds of questions. You know, these questions would need to be, you know, of decent intelligence and something that they haven't answered 1,500 times already. But this is going to allow people to have a much, much better understanding of deeper issues within what the Venus Project proposes as a global RBE approach. And I think it's a very, very good thing for us to do, especially those people who are interested in learning more about TVP. To put it off, I don't know, that's kind of silly to me. That's like saying, you know, hey, you've got some really good information, but I'm not interested. It doesn't seem right.
Well, just put it out there. I'm sure people will come, put it on any website or under any umbrella you want. If it's relevant information and there's no barrier to access, I'm sure the word will get around, especially if it's good.
Yeah. The one thing that she did say, though, was instead of, you know, dumping 100 questions in their lap, the number itself doesn't matter. You know, if we could come up with 1,000, that'd be awesome. But let's give it to them in bite-sized chunks.
As to the proposition that was put forward, the very first proposition, I didn't exactly understand what the 100th thing was about.
Well, why do we, you know, not for nothing, sorry to cut that gentleman's point off, but why do we need to be asking questions? We've got somebody who's well-studied, who has good ideas. Why don't they just put out there current steps that need to be taken.
This has always been to answer people's questions directly. He only wants to share with them what they want to learn. He doesn't like the idea of forcing information on people. So he's always been of the mindset, ask me questions and I will do my damnedest to answer them as fully as I can, but I'm not going to try to push information on you. So he's looking for questions. He always has been.
Yeah, it's just for filtering the different question. Like Rajaman said about the sexual things.
Was that going to be one of your questions, Darshanay?
So if you accept that, we can just make a report to their national coordinators, and maybe we can move forward about this subject to take 10 questions by nation, and to make a big report to an international coordinators to make 100 questions, not based on their opinion or another thing. Just based on the different question always take, you know?
I mean, if 10 question maximum, it can be problematic, so if there really is a need for more than 10 questions. Please prioritize some questions. And yeah, like G-Man said, it's best for Jack and Rox at 10 to basically answer them in chunks, not the complete set in one time.
Well, I got a sort of an idea that can be done, easily done. Sort of a place that people can board it. They just post the questions there. Questions get voted. And in the day that we are going to get the answers, we make sure that at least a good amount of the questions, considering the amount of the questions that are there, are at least approached or boarded. And from that, starting to erase the level of question that we have. I mean, it's possible.
Oh, we can make one month opening, you know, like we have a lot of moderator, a lot of administrator in TeamSpeak, and for 1 month we can add on a different room description all the question of different members about the Venus project, and at the end of the month just takes all the questions and passed on the text for sending to Rox and Ajak. It will be a good proposition.
Can I recommend their website? It's called reddit.com. You can have different options. You can have an open questions category or closed questions, you know. So it's generally open site, but if we want to have our own little group, we can make it closed and invite members from here to go and vote for questions.
Why not? Yeah. Okay.
The reason I recommended that site over any other one is you can vote on ideas as well as comments.
Okay, it was just it's just a proposition. So, Tatvelin, I think you can send that for the next international meeting, because now it's just for proposition and different debate. If all the people are agree or disagree about that, but thank you, and it's very welcome about your website. Okay, for the proposition 2 and 3. Okay. Okay, so the next topic, it's difficult to read the chat, Jen. Just pass your question, please.
Okay, let's continue on with the going over the agenda. Then we can, if we finish earlier, then we have space to talk about other issues.
Okay, so maybe you know, we had a big French-speaking meeting, and we explain our French organization. We organize by language. I just passed our organization or script organization. It will be for later. Okay, and you have on the description of this room the global map for the next proposition. So it is the link.
So,
go
ahead.
May I tell Jim from Florida that the 100 questions will be the result of the amount of 10 questions that each one will deliver to the local chapter coordinator, and that local chapter coordinator will send those 10 questions to the national coordinator, and the national coordinator will gather 100 questions from those 10 of each basic level, you know what I mean? And then those hundreds will come back here onto a meeting that they will have among all the international coordinators.
Questions about what?
I'm just checking on the chat here, and Gene had that question about 100 question about the 100 questions on the proposition one.
Well, basically,
I'm asking questions about what?
The questions will be over the concept of a resource-based economy, basically. What else would you want to ask Jack and Roxanne, I mean?
So the proposition was about asking questions, essentially, what would be asked to Roxanne and Jack?
Yeah, if I understood it.
Yeah, if different people from local chapters or from regional chapters or from, I don't know, depending of your states, but if a lot of people have some question, just give their question. You can have 100 question if you want, but just give to your coordinators, and your coordinators give to their coordinators, etc., etc., for filter some questions, some bad question, you know, some mad question, and we will can see maybe a big video with FAQ, with a different question answers, you know, with new questions, because we can see a lot of questions, but it's always the same, and now we have a new question for add different things, you know.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
To all of you, about the proposition one and the number of questions and the ending result of those questions on each country, it doesn't matter if it is 1 to 10 or 1 to 20. If you have something different than whatever was already answered, go ahead. Go ahead. All of it will be commendable to actually know how much we need to learn.
Yeah, but I think a lot of questions will be the same. So all the money we have nearly I think 100 questions, you know. So it's just a statistic.
And exactly because of that, I said that the proposition actually is becoming a little bit short on its intention, because we already did that process at the beginning where everybody was asking questions about it and how was it and what we need to know and how are we going to be doing it and stuff like that. I know there's a lot of new people. Maybe what we need to do is to clarify the international side so everybody will find their own answers, the ones that are already answered, I mean, quicker. You know, in a quicker manner. And in that way, we also will find out what we need to start doing as a coordinator. You know, we already did that, and we need to focus on the next step, for instance.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay, with all these questions, a flow of questions, it seems very, very confusing. So I think that we need to come into a strategy of making this a little more clear for everybody. I really don't like the hierarchy of upflow of these questions. So maybe just like they were saying before, just making the site a little bit more accessible and more cooperative. And maybe in that sense, we can be able to post faster and get answers faster through the website.
Well, the issue is that if you do that, you basically open the site to many people that didn't review the material and will probably post the same questions that have already been answered thousands of times. And what you will end up having is discouraging Jack and Roxanne to actually read them and answer them, because there will be a lot of repetitive questions. It will only, you know, add noise to the question list. And the question, you shouldn't properly see this as a question of hierarchy by, you know, coordinators gathering questions and stuff. and relaying those questions to other coordinators that are in the upper tier. So it's a question of facilitating communication. I mean, we don't have a centralized computer that does all of this automatically, so we have to do this in a way with human beings. And, you know, this is where the role of collecting some questions, that person, by probability has a better understanding of what has been answered and what was not, that person will choose the, will collect the questions that he thinks are unique and will relay them to, you know, basically back up the structure till it reaches Jack and Roxanne.
See, but I also think that there should be some specification as to whether or not these questions that are going to be asked are supposed to be of a technical nature. Because as opposed to the whys and what we need to do and please come back and all of the above, that in itself is going to become an incredible amount of redundancy. But on the lighter side of that, what I also don't like about that, where a question that may not have been posed to Jack or to Roxanne is looked upon by somebody who's moderating that mail, decides that, well, that's not really relevant, and they decide for me whether or not that question is going to be asked. Not whether or not that question's been repeated.
Well, that's why the suggestion is to put it in a platform way that doesn't need actually a moderator to check them.
Excuse me, Dr. Berlin, your microphone is very low.
Were you not able to?
How about now? Is it better now?
Yeah.
That's precisely why I guess was a proposition for putting some sort of platform and sort of website. In that way, members can vote and not only a moderator deciding which goes or not.
Well, yeah, if it has votes, it has to have some spam protection mechanism, but if, assuming it has, it probably is the best method, because it will not add up to the already burdened coordinators.
Okay, but I think it's quite accept for this proposition. So we can just move on over topics, and we will repeat about this proposition at the international meeting for Tuesday. So it will be very welcome for your different proposal about this 100 question. So so next. Okay, so the next topic is about the coordinators and functions. The problem today is different. Is communication between different coordinators, and between coordinators and members, and between coordinators and the Venus project. So, for example, I spoke with my chapters, and nearly 99% of people don't know all the international coordinators. They don't know, for example, Dark Dancer, Gilbert. So I think it's a problem, not because they don't know Gilbert, because it's not a king or anything. but it's important to know all the people who I need to contact when I have a problem. I would like to participate for this team. I just contact these people, etc., etc. So I will speak about the solution, but I would like to just listen in first. Brian, you have a solution with the CND protocol, so coordination network development. So if you can to talking, please.
Yeah, sure. I'll be giving a brief overview of the CND project later on, but bear with me, this is just one of the ideas that's popped up within the CND project. Now, CND stands for Coordinator Networking and Development, which is a lot of the subjects that's been covered during this meeting. Now, this idea is that we produce a DVD explaining the roles and functions of a coordinator in part one, and then in the second part we cover the problems and the issues of a coordinator.
Do you have text
now,
word?
We think this is very necessary. We think this is very necessary. Reasons that the modern day society are not into reading books, and they certainly not into reading hard copy. They are more into looking at DVDs and stopping them and examining them and so forth. Now, the actual production of the DVD will be by participatory coordinators from different countries, giving their views, right, on what the roles are, what the functions are, and so forth. And, well, you can take it from there. It's very early stages. We do realize within the CND project that we're still in the learning process and producing a CND of a very high standard. And we require, you know, certs to bring this actual project to completion. But we're working on it. And in fact, we're conducting a brainstorming session regarding this project, and we'll be looking at three specific areas. Now, if you want to attend this brainstorming session, please come along, because we want all the ideas out there. But we do think that this DVD is going to be very important to the movement. Now, the other thing is as well, we're looking on this DVD as being just a framework for other chapters to produce their own DVD in their own particular languages, right? So it necessarily have to go through the linguistic team. You know, the framework will be there. It's very simplified. All the work that's gone on ahead, all the directions, all the thought that's gone into it, what skills are necessary, what film crew are necessary, etc. It's all be there for whichever international chapter wishes to pick up with it and run with it. That's about it, basically. But like I say, it's very important. We're looking on this DVD as very important to the movement, because wherever you look, the roles and the functions and the problems and the issues, right, that every coordinator faces are not on the record. And we need, you know, the brush strokes in regards to this.
Okay, so let me just go back to the issue we're talking about and relate to it. Just before I go to that tangent, I want to, you know, just say, by DVD or, you know, it's probably best to use the term video or something like that, because does it really justify a DVD? I mean, in terms of length and stuff like that. I mean, your product is indeed a video with that information. You don't need to call that a DVD. It can be on DVD, but not restricted to it.
Well, if you want to exchange about this different topic about CND, because I think it's very, very interesting, and I think it's a very big subject, just contact Brian. So, Brian, if you want to just to speak about when are your different meetings, when are your different email address, etc., etc.
Well, later on in the meeting and under number 6 in this present session, projects and websites, I'll be going into the CND project in more detail, what it's all about and all the rest of it, and I'll be posting up information in that regard. But in fact, I'll post up some information now so that the people here can have a read before we reach item 6.
Okay, so
Brian, could you read my post?
I'm Meta.
Just, is it really necessary for this point of the agenda? Because we really need to go through the French proposals and then address that topic.
Right.
Yes. Because I don't know if I'm going to be invited or able to attend that meeting Brian was talking about, the CND. So I do strongly suggest to every chapter and whomever is listening here right now, so you can propose it for me or remember it or, I don't know, listen up, to each chapter to have two coordinators at the same time so they can complement each other and actually take over of any contingency that might arise.
Okay, we're addressing that.
Brian, you know, just I need to keep on doing the meeting. I'm sure Brian will address it later on the dedicated point on the agenda we have scheduled. Right now, we really need to move with this, and we already been holding for a few minutes now on this point. I wanted to basically overview the point one, which is coordinators and functions. The basic problem is nobody knows how many coordinators are movement wide, what are they coordinating, and what is their contact. Well, if I can recall, there has been in development, and how much has been developed, I don't know, but it has been in development along with the ZM chapters concept, a table with this information, a search engine with a table with this information. And as mentioned earlier, this will probably be added to the global site. However, that will be later discussed. So getting back to the French proposition, there other point. Okay, the definition of coordinator. Well, Gilbert was also defining this on a protocol. We can also contribute to that by addressing Gilbert specifically. Yeah, I'm sure he will listen. Brian, do you have Brian and essentially everyone? Are you keeping contact with Gilbert and giving comprehensive discussions on this subject?
Well, it's just when
positions crop up on the CND at the CND meeting, and they come to the be itemized on the agenda. Yes, I do contact Gilbert and ask him for his views and all the rest of it. And there has been two occasions when I've been in contact with him, and I'm sure that I'll be in contact with him in the future as well. You know, we're not up to step on anybody's toes within the CND project. No.
Okay, Darshane, do you want to... do I have anything to comment on the first point, or do you want to move to the next one?
Yeah, just a finish. So thank you, Brian. So I would like to report a new approach. We are in French chapters listing with all coordinators, you know. We have the teams, we have the all local teams who are listing on this table. We can see different things with different protocols for recruit people, for begin coordinators, for a lot of things. So I invite all the chapters, to do the same thing, to make the same way for a better comprehension for all the members. And I would like to make it or the people make it for all the international chapters for a better clarification on different things, you know. Well, 41 would like to speak about this subject.
Yes, good evening, people. I don't know if you can hear me, but I really would like to talk about the French propositions, because I don't think it's about questioning Jack or Roxanne or about the coordination subjects. It's about when we wake up in the morning, if we're going to give DVDs or spread the word, or if we're going to construct the domes or do technician subjects. I would like to say, with all the respect, that the propositions in making questions, it's not the way we're going to act as a movement. We need to not to ask questions, but to know and be all in the same directions. I repeat again, when we all wake in the morning, we have a mission. We have a mission either to spread the word of the Zeitgeist movement or either to do the technical issues that Jacques and Roxanne are defending when they talk about RBE. So about the propositions and all the thing about questioning, it's not the real issue that we are here. We are here to know and to be all together in the same mission to try to make a better world. And that is the reason why we have here 100 people talking about different subjects. So the main issue I would like to leave about the propositions is not about getting questions answered, because as everyone must agree, almost all the questions have an answer that has been revealed to us in the past. In the past by Peter, in the past by Jacques. And so the main issue that I think we should get here is to see the main line we should follow to make the RBE the real world we were going to live. So I would like to underline this issue that we don't go to making questions or follow Jacques or follow Pete about their answers or what about we're going to do. Everyone here is free. It's free will, is free to choose what they do. And if we are here, we are here to make a change. And that change is the most very important thing about the Venice Project and the Zeitgeist movement. We are going to make a change in the world, in our own sub-chapters, in our own nations. And doing that is the main issue. It's not making questions to Jacques either if I should wear pink or if I should wear red. It's about taking in the morning and how can we change the way that the world is going to be. We could discuss 100,000 questions to make to Jacques, and either we would never leave the same spot. If I'm making myself clear, I think about the propositions, it's not about questioning and getting answers. It's about to make action and do the stuff we have to do and the reason we are here. And the reason we are here is not to get answers from Jack, but it's either to spread the word as work as the Zeitgeist movement, and either to make practical solutions like solar panels or making permaculture or agricultural sustainable things. So about the propositions, I would like only to leave this answer that it's not about the questions. It's about how we wake in the morning and how we are going to change the direction that the world is going to take.
About what I have to add up, that the general feeling on us as a movement, on TVP, I couldn't say because I'm not TVP, I'm CCM. So on us, the general feeling on us and the general public is that we don't have much to show. That's a problem. We've been together for about 2 or 3 years, and well, I gotta say they're right somehow. We don't have much to show.
Guys, we're starting to get
an empty show.
Yeah, we're starting to get off topic again.
Okay, we're getting on the topic and answering 41R. I think you did said well. However, I do understand what is the French proposal is trying to achieve. It's maybe it's not the best word to describe it by questioning, but the end purpose it was to get people in the same page. And when people have doubts, they are not in the same page, and therefore you fail to communicate, and therefore you have a bigger risk to fail to build things, thinking accordingly to the people and having actually the needs in the root, and not only a small group. And that's what I see as the French proposal approaching, as getting these people in the same page regarding to things that can be enlightened up by better answers.
Well,
political parties also have millions of people and speakers with hopes on their words. People already know that. Are we going to become that kind of organization where we just teach and preach and tell and do nothing?
Well, they're centralized organizations, and so the information flows top to bottom. I like the structure of Anonymous, the organization, which is they have a set of principles, but people are free to self-organize and take action autonomously, which is generally more sustainable in the long term.
Okay.
I mean, that's more like a series of ops and hacktivism, though. Like, I do agree with you there.
It's the principles, though. It's whether it's ops on the internet or whether it's in the physical world, I like that. That structure is working. Like, you're not going to get everyone to agree to like everything. So it's like there's so many organizations within organizations. Just look at Google, right? They sort of are following a similar example to Anonymous in that they try to have startups within their big company. So they want the feel of a startup where people are independent, you know, they're free to go and start projects if they want and get other people involved. And that sort of, you know, that betters the company and it's more organic. Whereas big companies like IBM, they are generally more centralized, and so they're not very, they're not as innovative.
Well, it's not for centralized, you know. You can see on the organization, if this type of organization is all over the world. If, for example, I need an object, you know, and I search and I work, etc., etc., and I build a new thing. I would like to share with some guys. With Anonymous, it's nearly impossible because they are very, very localized, you know. So with type of organization, coordinators are just information hub, you know. It's not directors, it's not... we have the charter, you know, who the role of coordinators is defined, you know. So it's forbidden for make directive, you know. So if I ask to my coordinators, you do it, etc., etc., I just kick off, you know. these different coordinators need a charter, need protocol, need different organization for people, know to all contact different people. You know, before we had a problem before this organization. We did the translation of Zeitgeist addendum 4 times in French language. So it was a big problem with this organization. We did the translation of Zeitgeist Moving Forward in 1 language without only with sharing, you know, sharing information, sharing by different way, but sharing by a people of organization, you know.
Sir, I didn't understand what you were addressing. Was it what are you responding to?
It's a global answer. It's just for understand why we are organized, why there is coordinator, why we need different screening for showing a different type of organization, a listing of different coordinators. So we need that, and we need to sharing a lot of things. And when I heard different things, for example, Anonymous, I think it's very bad because they cannot share very much, just on local different information and different tools, you know. Also, yeah.
Well, one of the things about having coordinators is the consistency of the message, so you all have a similar guideline. But like this organization, Zeitgeist, I think it can be a hybrid. So in some respects, it can be like Anonymous, and in other respects, it can be more hierarchical and consistent. It doesn't have to be an either or. We just think of like how big the movement's going to get and what we're trying to achieve here. So we need to study things on a case-by-case basis and find the best solution we can with regards to each particular case.
Well, I think we don't need
Darshanay, as soon as you can, really proceed with the agenda. We're getting on off topic again. There will be time after to go over this. Now is just not the time.
Yeah, sorry.
Misunderstood. Maybe I couldn't explain myself. It is to the topic we're talking about that I said everything I said about. The point is that, for instance, if I go to a timeshare, they will let me know what's their philosophy. We are ecologists, we love nature, we're taking care of our workers. I don't know, whatever bullshit they want to sell on to me as a philosophy. But then they also show me the whatever I'm going to buy. That's my point. We need that now, the plans.
Right. Can I just speak on that regards in reference to that and also in reference to what Black Sheep brought up? I'm just going to put a pirate pad up in the chat. You all need to look at it.
But then again, that will solve everything for every single person and this movement that wants to do something else by itself, because it will have the plan and adapt it to its possibilities. And then again, we will have something else to show. For instance, what happened with New Zealand? They are trying to do something, and suddenly, because they don't want to follow TVP, they need to depart from our ranks, and that's so against our guidelines.
They're doing it for money.
They're doing it. That's the point. They are showing that we can and we want, and there is any infinitesimal way of doing it, and they're trying it. That's what they're showing there. Not that they're absolutely right on the end. We keep on saying that we are emerging, but we don't want to let them try.
Just a minute. The goal of my topic is just to say to all the people, all the different function and different coordinators and different world between different people, different protocol, etc. would be screening on ctmchapters.com, because I think it will be very easier to share and different things about your different reports and different things, you know. You can just screen, please. Just screen different different function, different things, different explication about your chapters on this website.
Moving on to point 2, point 3, in fact. Darshanay, do you want to have the honors?
Yeah, so activist guide, it's a point 3. Today we can see a lot of irrelevant information on the activist guide. It's writing by Peter. So Peter is considering like a chef, not because he defines himself like a chef, but when you know to spoke with a guy, if you have a problem, if you have some things, you just contact the only person you know. So if you have just a member or just a person who wants to become a member, you can see only who. You can see coordinator, your coordinator, and Peter, because Peter is going a little everywhere. This is not a lot of information about the TZDEM today, about the evolution, and when people read it, they don't understand more TZDEM or Venus project of today, because everybody watched different movies or different documents, so I think it's not very efficient today. So I propose to define what it is TZDEM, the philosophy. I will read soon. Define what is TZM and its cells. Make an historic of the movement, and we can update soon. Define relation between the Zeitgeist movement and the TVP. Define the world today. So I think Peter developed a cloning about the society today very well, you know. When people know some of these things, they can communicate to the other people. Oh, fuck. Sorry, with my chat, it's a little difficult, sorry.
Well, Darshanay, can you hold it for 1 minute? Neil has something supposedly important to announce.
Yes.
This won't take long.
Hijacked by Nish. It's been hijacked by the United Nations. That's what's happened to the Venus Project. The EV,
please, let's keep on talking.
Please keep conspiracy theories out of here.
Okay, guys. Actually, ironically, that he brought that up because recently some trolls were circulating their little theory that supposedly that the Venus Project distanced itself from us because it was planning to dump us in favor of Exemplar Zero. I just went and talked to Roxanne about that. We're gonna do a brief show about it Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. But if you go to this link here on the forums, I give a link to that has a copy of the email she sent to clarify this. I keep getting emails about this, PMs about this. It's all bullshit. And my next thing would be to say, when you guys want to spread awareness of things, please don't link Sir James Koosh or Mario Brother YT's YouTubes. They hate both the Zeitgeist Movement and the Venus Project. Don't give them any attention. They're having a great laugh at our expense, and that's the only reason they make those videos. So don't spread their videos. If you want to make videos about what's going on with the Zeitgeist Movement and the Venus Project, make your own videos. Those guys don't need any more attention than they're already getting. But I'm going to drop the link in here, and then let's go back to topic. I just wanted to tell you all, if somebody has questions about the Exemplar Zero thing, direct them to this thread and then to the radio show when we do it.
Thank you, Neil. I think any contributions to the Venus Project whatsoever should be positive. I'm hoping from what I've read that that was legitimate, because that would only further the concepts of post-scarcity to a wider audience.
There's just a group that think that whenever you get legitimacy from these sorts of organizations, that you're automatically part of some freaking conspiracy.
Yeah, it's kind of a joke.
Well, just, Darshan, can you resume the point we were talking about?
Okay, so I spoke about remaking of the activist guide. So, my solution, my opinion, will be define what is TZDM, define what is TZP and its cells, make an historic of the movement, define relation between TZDM and the Venus Project, define the world today. So I think Peter write it good things today. So I think we haven't to do to change that. Objective and goal. Define objective and goal. So what is our objective? So how to arrive on our objective? So I will speak about that later. And define step of members. So why step of members? Because I think we have process and just a very little of number of people know that. You know, we have, I think, three process. One, people develop their knowing about the society today, science, TZM, and TVP. The second, when people know some of these things, they can communicate to the other people. You know, when you saw different things about your subject, you can communicate. And three, when they correctly know all that, they can becoming a coordinator and or join the TVP local NPO, TVP international teams, or another things. Because you know, TVP is not only Roxanne and Jack. A lot of people who do a lot of things. Well, anyway. So, what happened with that? I think a bit of knowledge about the Zeitgeist movement and bit of knowledge about TVP. We need an update of this activist quite. I think it's quite old, and all the people know that without know more about Zeitgeist movement.
Well, no one is going to talk. Well, I'll just... I would like to, you know, basically remember the ones that are here that this is actually starting to being done by Peter. He said it on his last radio show. He was going to start to update the guide. And if someone here has actually something to add to that guide, or think he or she should help Peter, it's probably best to try to contact Peter. It may take a while, but if you do it well by offering your help, and I think you have a very good chance of ending up contributing to the guide. As for the way to do it, you need
I don't know this well, because I don't want to contact Peter for rewriting the activist guy. Peter did good things, and I think,
yeah, definitely. But he's already working on a new one, and going to split totally different. Going to split totally different focuses into different guides. It's not sane. It's a waste of resources. If we want to develop a really strong activist guide, we should converge on a guide, not make several.
Yeah, but I think it's not a Bible. I think we can develop that, not for replace now the all the activist guide, but just for making something new, you know. And
The new guide is going to be updated. It's basically, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, it's going to take probably months to actually, from now till it's going to be finished.
You know, somebody, I think it was Dar Devlin, had a good idea. Why not work on a search engine that has, that might be better than a guide?
A search engine?
I see that as two different things. I mean, the guide is going to be new movement content. The search engine is going to be a way to find stuff between chapters and projects and things like that.
Well, sorry. When I listen, different things, different decision take without us. Oh, I think I can write a new activist guide. Oh, maybe not decision together. Decision, but we can write some of different topic of this activist guide, because I know how maybe Peter read or write on a new guideline, but it's not my guideline because I'm a little independent, you know, and I like TZDM, I like TVP, and I would like to help some teams for participate to the new thing, but not only Peter or another thing.
Yeah, could I ask whether or not Peter would be receptive to put in the new activist guide forward for peer review?
I think it will be he will be happy because he have a lot of work, you know, he have a lot of job, so it's a very very big job to make an activist guide.
Answer the question, Ryan. Knowing Peter, he'll probably do so. He'll present it the guide before actually releasing it. And you know, I'm just going to underline what was said earlier. I mean, if we want to make a good guide, then we should do it together with Peter, because he's already working on it. He doesn't really care if he's going to have help or not. He just wants to do it. So if who wants to actually help in this project, is going to have to contact with Peter.
I'm just wondering, this seems really similar to the CND project. Could they not be combined?
It's different. I mean, the guide is going to be focused on content-wise understandings of the current system and RVE methodology. The CND, CDN actually, is going, you know, it's focused on internal movement communication and other issues like that. They are two different things. I mean, the CDN could be a nice appendix to the guide, but not the guide itself, or vice versa.
Another question?
Well, for that guide, I mean, one way to do it, I think it was already also suggested, to me, strikes me as put the questions up, you know, that the guide's supposed to answer publicly, and take submissions on a per question basis from our gigantic community, and then start to filter them out and, you know, refine based off that, you know, with a massive amount of input. That shouldn't be that hard to set up technically. And if we don't actually set up a technical system for that, it'll be completely disorganized. But if we just do the work to make that little portal that asks the question and gives you a little box to type your answer in, and figure out a nice way on the back end to organize it all, That would make this quite a bit easier and collaborative.
I have to agree that it's got to be teamwork or it counts for nothing.
We got to start making tools that actually support what we're doing, which is why we're not organized right now, from my perspective. And I don't think these tools are impossible to code. I don't think they even really take reinventing the wheel. And if we start using it and start doing this in this manner, I think we're going to get a whole lot more out of our massive group here.
Trying to do here is something that's never been done before, and it's a huge responsibility and task. In order to meet this, we're going to need to develop more intelligent tools than what exists. Of course, there's plenty of stuff out there already that you know has been developed that will give us a really good base to start from.
Yeah, no one person should take on all this responsibility, because that's the recipe for a burnout and things not actually happening. So these tools aren't that hard to design. They're also not that hard to build. I think we have designers and developers who can get this work done, and we need to get organized on that. That previous suggestion of making a site where there's a question proposed and a little box under the question where members, even inside and outside the movement, could put in their thoughts, there's no reason why that can't be made. That's fairly straightforward.
The most difficult part of the is not to create the tool, not to the direction to use the tool, or even the application of the tool. The most difficult part is actually conjuring up the idea of what the tool is going to be.
Well, there's a lot of designers in this movement that can do that. And, you know, we will have a page that lets anybody with good ideas present them, so that other people who know how to build those ideas, if they agree and think that's a useful tool, can do that, even if they didn't have the initial idea. That's another thing that I'm sure we will have sooner or later.
Yeah, and it's exactly something that we've been talking about for a while. But again, it goes back to just we didn't have the people before to be able to put this stuff together. You know, the movement is constantly going through, you know, series of maturity levels. And at this point, enough developers that have been here for a while really understand the movement, the direction, the RBE concept. And now is when we are actually able to get into that kind of stuff. We couldn't do it before. So we move on from here.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll next meeting.
There's one aspect that needs to be brought up with all of this. You know, these ideas of tools that are needed, obviously they're needed, but they cannot be approached haphazardly. And what I mean by that is you can design, or you can take an already existing design and customize it for a specific need, and that's great. But if the tools themselves don't work synergistically in a systems approach manner, then they wind up being separate entities themselves. So part of this whole development process is also going to be looking at how everything works together and trying to improve that aspect of it as well. That's going to take some time, of course. But
the way to do that is a general approach, which basically says not how do they fit together, but how does one work, where your end result will always be able to be incorporated in another project. In a module, how does everybody learn to work in a modular fashion where everything can fit together like Legos? And if the design needs to change, the Legos can be taken apart and reassembled in a different way.
If you don't need to clean your water because you already have a waterfall or underwater facility or something like that naturally made, you won't need a facility to clean your water, and therefore you will take that out of the equation on your specific location. That's what it means, a general look, what you just explained. Okay.
But guys, so my very proposition is about defined step of members. I don't know if you saw the normal natural process of the ZGS movement before. You have, I just see three steps. A person who are motivated and who are very engaged, you know, activist, just have three real steps, you know? So I would like to know if you really agree with the three step, because it was the really proposition, because I spoke about activist quiet. A lot of debate was on activist quiet, and I think it's very important, but I would like to know or your point of view about this defined step of members. Okay, thank you. We move on four. So Relink, TCDM, and TVP. Okay. Levi,
can I ask some?
Yeah, the last.
Maybe there is nothing relationship with the Top Gear right now, and maybe has been already answered, but I ask if from through the chat for one member here, I think it was more time than me, but he don't know exactly. You are taking making decisions here without the meeting of Jack and Peter.
Well, you know,
the group are just three persons, so therefore I guess we are here and we have the capability of deciding by our own things.
I mean, if things till today weren't, you know, most of the things were decided by us as a group, each doing our separate roles, I mean, what is being done here is to basically discuss how the movement can be improved on several levels. And this is a task that goes way beyond two or three persons.
Okay.
Okay, so next topic, calling TCDM and TVP. What happened? So I could see different problems. I could see, for example, the possible link between TCDM and TVP is Peter. Why? What was Peter? Sorry. It's because ZS movement communication is quite bad. I think international coordinators, for example, have to do the communication between national coordinators and national coordinators and national coordinators to Venus Project coordinators, you know. But there are too lot of things, you know. A lot of people are engaged on the ZGS movement, and we do too lot of things. For example, Gilbert need to do a lot of project because he have to make a lot of answers. He have to make a lot of moderation. He have to make a lot of administration. How can he have the time to make the coordination? It's nearly impossible. It's inhuman, you know. So the problem between the TCDM and the Venus Project, for my I think it's only problem of communication. It's not a problem of Peter, of Roxanne, of Gilbert, or another members. It's just a big problem of communication between all the people. So you can see, so we don't define a clear tree of different coordination with the name of coordinator. So when I need to some things, I search a global coordinator, or I search the Peter because I have a problem, etc., etc. So the principal referent in the past for Watson, for example, it was Peter, I think, because Peter is recognized by all the people. But I think people don't know all the international coordinators, all the international team coordinators, all their own coordinators, you know. So I think it's a big problem of communication. There is too many hub, and people don't know the hub, you know. So in this way, we define different problems. The members cannot see the link between TCDM, couldn't see the link between TCDM and the Venus Project because there are communication problems. TVP isn't really screened on all tools, you know. For example, when Peter or I don't know a guy contact TPP, they don't know all the things what happened in the movement. I think Roxanne see, they speak only about TZM for TZM from TZM etc. But what happened? this the activist arm of Venus Project, but they didn't nothing. I can't see nothing. You know. So I understand this problem. It's in this way we did a French proposition. It's in proposition 3. It's a meeting between international coordinators and the Venus Project for meeting a big report to work on it. Jack did every day for TVP. They cannot see what happened. So, next. Our medias are created from the TZM to the TZM. It's not very interesting for change the world to ABU, you know, resource based and economy. When you can see, I don't know, different flyers or stickers or different video, you can see TZM, etc. Not another solution, you know, it's only TZM. So I think the message is not, it's quite good. We recruit people for TZM, from TZM, etc. So I think it's a very big problem. We don't propose TVP, we don't propose anything. We just promote TZM from TZM for TZM, you know. I know all the people speak about TVP, all the people do some things for TVP, but we need to see that, you know. And I think TVP need to see the way we do, because when you have, I don't know, when you give some tools, a lot of tools to guy, you don't want a different thing, but you want news. It's my friend, so I would like news from this why for these guys. I don't like for money, because Venus Project don't give any tools for money. They give all these tools for free, you know. So we would like different contact with a lot of people, but we haven't got a lot of contact, so we define these problems. So it's not a TVP, TZM, PTR, etc. problem. It's a lot, a quantity of communication problem. So how to relink TZM and TVP? I think make an official report from TZM international coordinator to TVP, because international coordinators not what happened in the movement, and this is their role. For example, Gilbert to a lot of international meetings. You know a lot of things about the Zgas movement, about what happened in the Zgas movement for TZM, TVP, on other things who is on the cells, you know. But that's not make a report, you know. When I receive different things from, I don't know, newsletter, I just receive different point. Or it's not very agree with different chapters, you know. So I think that TVP are developing a national NPO, non-profit organization. TZM would come easily to connect with TVP in this way physically. All over the world, they start to building. You know, in this time, TVP is not like I said. The Venus Project with Roxanne and Jack, but it's a big group of scientists. You can see on the venusprojectdesign.com, a big group, you know, all over the world. In this time, we have NPO, non-profit organization, who are developing all over the world. You can see, for example, the bigger, you know, like it's Futuragora and Pangea. They do a lot of things, a lot of tools, and a lot of tools was either create, making by Zgas movement, or the Zgas movement will be tools who is either created by the different NPOs, the Venus Project. So I can hear a lot of people. Oh, they don't give me a different information. No, go to see the different people. You know, like since nearly 1 month, I contact all the people. I contacted Future Agora, Pangea, the TCDM international coordinators. I contact one by one national chapters, and I have a lot of information. I spent nearly 15 minutes by days. It's very little, and you have all the information you want. So I think we don't need to disengage with the Venus Project in this way. The Venus Project, I have a lot of tools we would like to do. And we have a lot of tools the Venus Project had and have and will develop. So we need to collaborate between us, you know, for this way. And it's for that I spoke about the French speaking organization, because I could see before for the French speaking organization we did the Venus, the Zcast addendum translation 4 or 5 or 6 times, but we will organize with a fusion, not a fusion, but a big relation between countries, French countries. We made 1 translation for the Zcast moving forward, and we don't lost any resources of human.
Can I say something in short?
Yeah.
First of all, if you ask us, like Slovenian chapter, it doesn't change much. We will still do the same thing like we did it now. Like, we will promote awareness and we will show the solution, the Venus Project. That is, that was all the time the clue. If all of us would learn exactly what resource-based economy, which I think is the big problem, because I think some of the people doesn't have enough knowledge about resource-based economy or Venus Project. Does if everybody will know that, there will be no issue about these things today, because I see in my personal eyes that if somebody doesn't know something, he will do by his own way, and this is dangerous. So this is first. Second, you like it or not, we will need set of rules, who report to who, like French chapter made it, so that coordinators like Gilbert will know with who he has to communicate and what is his obligation. Because even if we know the different solutions, when it comes to the action, we still act like we were learned in past. So don't forget that. Again, if you organize something, you need someone who will organize people, who will know that 10 people will work this, 2 people will work this. And this is not hierarchy or ruling. It's just the way how we act when we go to the actions. And third big problem is that there is no a lot of actions. I will be maybe a little bit bad. It's too much blah blah blah, and too many and not too much action. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I completely agree with you, but people need to know to contact, you know. So it's in this way I just make a react, and I could see. Sorry for the chat. Very sorry. I didn't write. Sorry, read it. But I can read. What about the different tools, etc., etc.? So in this way, I just want to listen. Just 2 minutes, please. Just 2 minutes. The president of NPO, Future Agora. So 31 here. Can you speak, please, about what you do in this time?
Yes, I think the most important issue is for all of you to understand why did we do a non-profit organization in Portugal. We did it, as the people said before, because there is too much blah, blah, blah. We're going to change the world. We're going to do this and do that. But we don't see anything happening. And the issue here we are discussing is very important, because TZM and Venus Project have different approaches of the same problem. While the TZM is going to spread awareness to make people understand that the world is not going in the good direction, the Venus Project is going to show the solutions. So about this, we have to go to read the site of the Zeitgeist movement. And when you see the site of the Zeitgeist movement, you will see that the transition is made by three phases. And on the phase one, we're going to spread awareness. Of course, we have to spread awareness. But many people were sick of seeing movies and spreading awareness. They wanted to do something practical. They wanted to build solar panels. They wanted to build domes. They wanted to build their gardens in a sustainable way. And that is the reason why we made in Portugal the Futuro Agora. Futuro Agora is like a non-profit organization that the only reason that is not called Venus Project is for legal reasons, not to make Jack and Roxanne life hard. So we made the non-profit organization to try to give a step to the phase two of the transition.
Can you say two or three things you do or you did about tools? Just two or three, please.
About I didn't understand. Sorry, I'm on a mobile connection.
Oh, for example, Ripple app, etc. Or
yes,
you spoke about I think virtual organization article, etc.
Exactly. So what do we do as Futuro Agora? We make practical technical solutions. We have about 10 projects at least going on. One of them is the RepRep, as you have seen on the Zeitgeist moving forward. But before it came on the Zeitgeist moving forward, we were already going after a project that could make with a sustainable way products that we could build. RepRep is only one of the projects we are making here in Portugal in Futuro Agora. We have several of them. We are doing lots of projects in renewable energies, because we know that if we can get renewable energies in each home, we will be independent of the systems. Besides others renewable projects we have, many projects in agriculture. We go to meetings where we exchange seeds. We make seeds, not Monsanto or system seeds manipulated genetically. And that is another project we are doing. We have about active projects, about 10 of them. One of them I would like to comment with all of you. You know, Jack and Roxanne are eager and they are trying to build a base of resource people, technician people that could help on transition, that could help the Zeitgeist movement, and that could make practical solutions to make a better world.
Different people who can react or make a reaction for the topic.
Okay, just wanna. Sorry,
Pete.
Sorry. 41R, could you provide us with all the notes and materials and what you made by now about this project you already mentioned? Thank you.
About which one of them, RepRep?
All of them, mostly for renewable energy.
Okay. We, as you guys know, there was an open source project that is not related to Venus Project called the Resource Zeitgeist or something like that. We took that engine and we updated it, and we are using it to have our projects. If you are going to put the site, sorry, people don't understand me.
Yeah.
Dimelo.
Okay, just for for move forward a little, you can see different things it's due by the Venus Project and different cells around the Venus Project. So you have NPO, etc., etc., a lot of things who are directly, who can make directly a connection between the Venus Project and the Zgas movement and will. So in this way, I propose, I don't know what is the point. TVP are developing national NPO, TZM will can easily to connect with TVP in this way physically all over the world and start to building. I propose that because I think we don't just speak about TVP, we speak about all the team around TVP. So it's very important to stay and promote, to continue to promote the Venus Project, because we have very, very, very potential, you know. That's right, sorry.
I just want to say something. 41R, what they did, that would be against the Zeitgeist movement, because that goes against the three steps of the Zeitgeist movement, which is spreading awareness about the Venus Project, working on projects for the Venus Project, and then taking action on the Venus Project. I mean, our whole movement, according to you, Dasha, is about the Venus Project. So he essentially went against our movement ideals. And you hear about reconnecting I just don't see the potential of the Venus Project like you do.
Yeah, I think you have
just say something. I would like to say that here in Portugal, we have a good relation between Futuro Agora, our non-profit organization, and the Venus Project. And we have it very, very clear. The people in the non-profit organization, they are the same people in the Zeitgeist movement. They are here talking to us, and you have several Portuguese here listening to the meeting. As a member of the Zeitgeist movement, as I am, and as every Futuro Agora members are, we have that consciousness that we have to spread awareness. But you have many people, and when you speak about the Zeitgeist movement, they start to say, oh my God, you are non-New World Order, and you are guys that want those kind of things. They all accuse us. And we are the same people. Futuro Agora and Zeitgeist movement are the same people. And the only difference is, besides going to the streets, giving DVDs, spreading the word and spreading awareness, we go home and we do like a solar panel, and we change our homes to 12 or 24 volts, and we try to be independent in energetic terms. Of course, we are going further than Peter is defending, because we have to spread awareness first. But no one can, as it was said before in this meeting, we are all free and we are all conscious of what we want to do. Here, what we do in Futuro Agora is that we make practical and technical solutions that could help us to live in a resource-based economy. And all the things we develop in Futuro Agora are made by people that are also in the Zeitgeist movement. I understand that several people will say, oh my God, you guys are going on phase 3 or phase 2, and we should be on phase 1. But we do phase 1. Here in Portugal, we have one of the most, probably in the world, activist Zeitgeist people. We are a small country. We have thousands of members of the Zeitgeist all around the country. And those guys, beside going to give DVDs and make awareness activist actions, they want to do solar panels and make real things that could change the world. And I don't know who said it before.
I'm going to sum up what I said on a very simple sentence. We as a movement need to be able to work with other parties, because it will be needed anyhow at the end if we want to establish an RBE. Why? Because we are not the only people around. We are not going to be needing to just get along among each other here at this TCM, but also among other people around the world. And therefore, we need to start practicing that, not only closing into some TBP's idea of transitional process. You know what I mean about that? And second, each
country, each chapter, each neighborhood has its own needs and has its own revelation of things. Therefore, you cannot dictate if Sao Paulo is ready to make that city because everybody at Sao Paulo is ready. They have that quorum. Why are we the censorship to stopping them from doing that? They are ready. If you're not, why are you saying you cannot do it?
Just please, it's quite late, or I have to move on other topics, but we can speak about that another time, because I think it's really important, and willing to TZM and TVP, it's very important, and the project for Future Agora, I think it's really, really important. In French chapters, I interview 41 here from Futura for 1 hour and a half. So I think I will diffuse to TZM France. But you need to make an interview for the Futura Agora, because it's really, really, really interesting. Just I move on the sixth point. I just cut 5 points because we are late. So I would like to speak about philosophical, not project websites, but philosophical with things and direction of the movement. So I would like to speak, I know it's a bad way, but I would like to speak in the first about direction. So direction, I need who propose, Brian. Brian, can you read me a little part, because my English is very poor when I read, and I have very bad expression. So can you read the first part and the bypass part? We just listen different people who ask some questions. So thank you, Brian. Brian?
I guess he's not on.
Okay, Jefferson, are you here? Okay, can you read me the first part, please, of this document?
Yeah, just give me 2 minutes.
Brian's there. I don't even have the link here. Sorry, Brian's there. He'll do that for you.
You need to go over this quick, guys.
Do you have it, Jeff?
Yeah. What's the number?
So we get to start. Where are we going?
Yeah, you probably gave me the wrong link here. I don't see that.
You cannot do that. Direction, are we going? Beautiful and noble, is that wish?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe German? Yeah.
Are you able to go, Brian?
If someone wants to read
Okay, Brian.
I have it up if you guys want me to read it.
Please, go.
Okay, where are we going? Beautiful and noble is that which was discussed too many times to be counted. Everyone goes about it in their personal manner, individually, since the transition is above all a personal endeavor. This is the first reason why the movement doesn't discuss it as such. While considering everyone's philosophical aspirations, a transition that is designed by a multitude of dispersed individuals or groups cannot function as a whole. We are therefore going to introduce in more detail the strategy that has been established collectively by coordinators throughout the world, related to work which was presented by the Zeitgeist movement in various media.
Yeah.
How far should he go, Dushne?
With phase one, to the phase one.
Okay. First of all, let's define the word transition. The first definition is the change from one concept to another to put together parts of a speech or book. The second is defined as a passage from one political regime from one state to the other. These two dictionary definitions can be found easily. You may also observe that the definition is vague and encompasses a lot of things. Not only is it vague, but it is made up of many subtleties that cannot serve as a link between anyone's ideas. Attach a complement to it as we might, it wouldn't serve any purpose given the definition's opacity. In further writing, I'll use the word change, which can be defined as a passage from one state to another. The expected shift in society is now already spreading, as Zeitgeist Addendum explains, whose purpose is to point out just how absurd the monetary system is. Thus was the Venus Project introduced and the more general concept of a resource-based economy. Criticism focuses mainly on the eerie remote feel to the Venus Project, as well as on the strategies that would be implemented to go in that direction. A variety of knee-jerk type emergency plans were proposed in tune with action-reaction mechanisms pertaining to the current monetary system paradigm. Yet, while having certain affinities with the new social values matrix, we will be in the wrong as long as we are to remain in the monetary system. Some are admittedly impatient and want to change things immediately, but they don't fully integrate the complex global mechanisms at play within an overall view. It's as if we wanted to blossom from larval state to butterfly without going through the chrysalis phase. Such reactions are understandable, but muddled and premature, thus hindering the movement's dynamic outburst while disrupting its synergy. A certain amount of our members grow impatient as they witness the movement's activism in the form of movie releases, screenings, Z-Day, etc., because they want to take the change, they want to take charge of the transition process without delay and without preparation. If the concept of our movement is to be followed, its expansion might be a suitable indicator of the acceptance of growing acknowledgement, a visible sign of changes to come, rather than a denial that any kind of transition has to take place. Indeed, in the movement's two-year existence, we have gone from 50 people, end of 2008, to 30 million supporting the Zeitgeist movement and or Venus projects. Figures given by Jacques Fresco, 9/11/2010, at the VPLT conference. As far as French-speaking communities are concerned, we have gone from a handful of people to more than 1,600 in all but a year of official existence. Based on these observations, we can note that the movement's expansion is undeniable and in constant evolution. So how can we define change? Firstly, a translation of Zeitgeist movement gives us a hint. Zeitgeist is the moral, intellectual, and cultural spirit at a given time, and movement implies the idea of change. The movement's goal thus lies in its definition and in the solution it advocates. That is to say that the movement wants a conceptual shift in society through spreading the idea of its solution. Thanks to different sources of thought and to international impulses, we have reached the first step of our strategy for change and its definition. We aren't spreading it around a lot, as it would be detrimental to the personal quest of understanding that all of its members are undertaking. Parenthesis, I'd say that 98% of our members are still going through the search of self. We thus decided to spread awareness of the solution starting today because of the many problems of comprehension in France which discredit our activism as a whole. I apologize to our Canadian, Belgian, and other nations that have already understood it, thanks to the movies. Then, here are the different phases of societal change that are advocated by the Zeitgeist movement. The letter A stands for internal concerns for the movement, and B for external ones. And then it goes on, phase one, etc.
Thank you, I couldn't do that. Very thank you.
No problem.
Okay, but there's one thing that just been written down here in the chat that was left aside, which is the moral issue. I understand that there is a scientific methodology to do things, and the proper one could be the one that Fresco is proposing. I'm okay with that. But then again, what about the morality on it? Because we are suffering already, and there will be a transition that will not be easy or non-violent, and we need to ease those times by showing people that there is a future, not just by words, but by actions.
Yeah, I define after in different phase.
And if I may touch on this, this is something that belongs in those questions that I was talking about earlier. If you want to ask Jacques questions about that aspect of it, it's something that most people never bring up to him. Bring those things up, and let's get his answers on that. I think they'll be very enlightening.
Based on the conversation that we had much earlier today, that very same topic that you just touched on, according to what was spoken there, and at least agreed upon by the many that I heard responding in chat as well as in text, that all of those solutions and alternatives will make absolutely no difference to these people because they won't be able to comprehend it at that time. So there has to be first a social change within the general public before even any of those solutions would actually be acceptable.
But you said this is a technology, it should be scalable, should be approachable into a way that could be interconnected. So therefore, it could be used piece by piece on different situations by different kind of people and their needs.
I was in the position of being able to begin at least presenting a feasible solutions as one cohesive.
Let me put it this way. Like the people of open source ecology.
Please. Okay, maybe we will do the part the phase one construction. Maybe with J-Man, you can to talk.
J-Man.
I'm sorry.
Can you talk about the phase one construction? Can you read the can you read phase one construction A and B?
Certainly. I thought you were avoiding me because of my birds. Well, everybody, picture me sitting in the middle of a forest. Here we go. Phase one construction. Its aim is to structure and organize different chapters of the movement in terms of its tools as well as information. The proposed structure for the chapter
birds,
must be internationally approved.
Turn me down.
Internationally approved in order to give a global coherence of the information structure. Then each chapter would be organized in a similar manner so that step one can be completed. All nations must have a coordinator and an idea. All right, well then somebody else is going to have to take over.
Yes, sorry, J-Man. If people wanted to read it, maybe Dennis?
I'm still going to read it.
Yeah, well then.
Phase one construction. A. Its aim is to structure and organize different chapters of the movement in terms of its tools as well as information. The proposed structure for a chapter must be internationally approved in order to give a global coherence to the information structure. Then, each chapter would be organized in a similar manner so that step one can be completed. All nations must have a coordinator and an identical communication structure for that phase to be finalized. Furthermore, all national coordinators must have a good overall understanding of the movement and the Venus Project, RBE, within their overall communication, both internal and external, so as to maintain and strengthen cohesion. This does not mean that people should be indoctrinated. We all think differently, but coordinated activism towards a common goal strengthens the action itself. Section B, information must be spread mostly at local level, which means that communication is made through local networks and close relationships. The relations network can be comprised of family members, friends, colleagues, teachers, clients, etc. Notes. We are currently undergoing the first phase of the strategy within French-speaking communities. The same goes internationally. We see that certain branches could be assigned to different phases, but as the movement is neither local nor regional nor national, it isn't ready on all points. All of the contents of a phase must be validated at the international level for us to reach the global paradigm change that we advocate. As this is being written, we are developing official chapters in Africa and Asia.
Thank you. Just go to phase two after we will debate. Who want to talk?
I'll do it.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, okay. Right, this is a document that's been written up by Morpheus, who is the French language coordinator think tank. Right. The title of the document is Where Are We Today? This is the name of Peter Joseph's first conference, available on the movement's website.
Excuse me, Brian. We will are on the phase two expansion.
Sorry. I ate a ditch. I got disconnected.
No problem.
Should I continue?
Yes, if you want.
A, it'll probably be the most exciting phase because it'll be about synchronizing activism in all chapters. Hundreds of chapters could spread information within a restricted amount of time, from a few minutes to a few hours, regardless of the distance between subgroups. Coordinators must have contacts that are as direct as possible to other coordinators, beyond what it means to understand what a RBE is all moving parts of the mechanism should be understood so that a Beijing base member could receive information coming from a Niger base member. Regional coordinators will leave aside their contacts with real members, not virtual ones, to distribute them among local coordinators so that they only keep direct contact with local and regional coordinators. In this way, we cannot be accused of creating a global centralized database because it'll rather be completely decentralized. Furthermore, shall we run into problems such as in Tunisia with the interruption of the internet, communication will be severed. At this stage, real relays have been created, not as a means of financing, but through each and everyone's contact. Bars, offices, any premise can be used as a relay. There's no need to become a non-profit organization for that. Relay acts as a local headquarters to welcome members, which is why this is a part of our strategy, both internally and externally. Should I continue?
Yeah.
B. Communication reaches a new stage. From a proximity-based communication, we switch to a local communication. At this point, it won't be about local chapters spontaneously organizing their screening, but about a coordinated action throughout all organized chapters. I use screenings as an example. Notes. A transition is required at each of these phases, which is about modifying attitudes. It's about going from a static state in real-world terms to a real voluntary involvement. This implies that activists, French activists in particular, step out of forums on a regular basis to take part in some real activism. As we follow these steps, it is undeniable that each activist is important, and the sooner they step into real activism, the better it will be for the movement's progression.
Yeah, thank you. Just as last phase and 2 minutes of debate, because we need to pause this for 10 minutes and after move on another topics.
I love that part. I love the part where everybody goes out on the street and shows their real face and show other people that we are normal people, not trying to impose them some kind of a weird agenda.
Very sorry. I'm very sorry. We have a lot of point to speak, but it's only a proposition. It's not a direction.
Everybody should go out in the streets right now and scream this, the Saiget's movement is alive.
Why couldn't we have just done this in like 5 minutes? You've written a whole half hour long bloody report.
Well, guys, you can comment later on this at the end of part 3, because we are already behind schedule. We need to go finish the part 2, basically now, and give 10 minutes and then start part 3.
Are we talking about structure?
I'm talking about the three meetings, three separate meetings. It's a big meeting with three parts. We should already have finished this part some 15 minutes ago.
If you talk about structure, maybe the usual topic and things, we have a model that we wanted to work by it, so I would love to talk about it.
I can't understand what you're saying, your sound is too muffled. Did anyone get to understand it? Okay, anyway, Darsh, it's better to proceed with the phase 3 and wrap it up.
Yeah, very sorry guys. Phase 3, who want to read the beginnings?
Are we going straight to part 3 or are we taking a break? I'm sorry, I just got back.
Straight to part 3. Part 3 of the document. Phase 3 of the document, then we'll finish, then we'll have 10 minute break, then we'll go to part 3.
Heretic, why don't you take it?
Phase 3 of the document.
Read it.
This is direction? Phase 3 beginnings?
Yes,
beginnings.
Alright, cool, yeah, I'm on, I just want to make sure. Alright. With phase 2 being accomplished, internal construction will be complete. The internal organization will be available to manage the last details, such as specific changes of coordination, safeguards against the self-appointed guardians of the status quo, as well as the maintenance of our different websites, etc. Mass-scale communication becomes effective. Communication will be carried out through the traditional mass media, main national or international TV channels, which won't be able to ignore the movement anymore, as well as other global actions which will put an end to the monetary society. Notes. Actions defined by the movement will be peaceful and nonviolent. Actions advocated in Zeitgeist Moving Forward are a good example. In phases 1, 2, and 3, each country sets up a Venus Project RBE groups acting as relays to present and implement test cities all over the planet. If too many groups emerge without the different phases of the movement being carried out, it is likely to fail. If the Zeitgeist movement makes progress towards its objective without relying on concrete test city experiments based on the Venus Project, the endeavor as a whole is prone to fail. Little by little, test cities known as education cities will take over from the movement for the project to blossom and progressively transform those cities, which will interconnect as a new system where money, crime, war, starvation will be overcome by a brand new system which focuses on abundance and well-being for all humans, the resource-based economy. That is what is being communicated through various movies. This requires to be patient and put our egos aside, my friends. Let's all move forward together in the same direction for the sake of our future and everyone else's. And that was written by Darshanet.
Yeah, thank you for reading. Sorry guys, I have to move on pause it. So thank you for listening. All the people was here for the part two, and thank you Brian, thank you Heretic, thank you Jefferson, etc. It was just a proposition, and like you saw, all is connect. All the subject was connected. So thank you, and we'll come back on the next meeting, because I think we will do a big next meeting, and I will hope we will all to move forward in the same direction. And I think the Venus Project for myself. That's the best direction ways we can go forward together. Thank you.
Tomorrow we have a Latin American meeting, Monday around 8:30, if you want to keep on with this.
Okay, just to wrap it up quickly before we go on a break. Basically, in similarity to what I did in the finishing last part, the part one of the meeting, basically the key points where we must focus our attention to, besides those points that were mentioned on the first part, if you weren't around, you should listen to the recording later. Basically, it's to set up a project plan to update the activist guide and increase its quality. And this involves contacting Peter because he was already working on it. There needs to be also coordinator listing and contact information centralized. There was a system being developed on behalf of ZM chapters. However, we must set up a short-term solution, which will probably a large spreadsheet, and we need to finish race protocols, which will surely have the good input of the CDN project, if I'm not mistaking the initials. Basically, when I say base protocols, I say definition of coordinators, their function, and requirements. And basically, these were the most key points of what ways we can improve the movement from now on. So there's going to be a 10-minute break. We're going to come back with the third part. I heard Gilbert was coming, is dropping by in a few minutes. Peter also, he's not confirmed yet. On part three, we are going to talk about basically focus on the umbrella concept, which is bridging different organizations towards a common goal, which is a resource-based economy. So thank you all for being here so many times.